Are you a Disney fan or a Nickelodeon fan?
I'd probably have to say Nickelodeon. How about you?
I disagree. I'd say I'm a Disney fan.
Well, regardless of your preference, Disney fan or Nickelodeon fan, everybody knows the characters from our childhood TV shows and movies that we love, like Mr. Krabs and Sebastian.
Uh-oh. The awkward moment you realize that you actually eat your childhood favorite cartoon characters?
Well, besides the fact that many of us eat our favorite childhood characters for their deliciousness and nutritional benefits, have you ever thought about the other benefits that they could bring you? Indeed, there are other ways that crabs and other crustaceans may be able to help you in your future. I'm Kyra Jancic.
And I'm Lena Allnazer, and welcome to our podcast on the biomedical benefits of crustaceans. Now, you're probably wondering, what about these organisms could possibly benefit us more than their value as a food source, or even that they bring a smile to our childhood faces?
A polymer called chitin can be extracted from the exoskeletons of crustaceans.
Oh, turn it off! Turn it off! I can't take it!
I don't think this is the scary part yet.
Chitin is a protein comparable to keratin, which helps to form hair and nails in humans, but rather than forming hair and nails, in crustaceans, chitin generates a hard outer shell for protection, which is also known as the exoskeleton. Now, the removal of the polymer occurs in a relatively simple two-step process, as stated by Christopher Bingham in his book Green Chemistry. These two steps include protein separation and removal by alkali treatment and demineralization using high temperatures and acidity. Now, this may sound like a lot, but to make it more simple, it is essentially breaking down the exoskeleton shell until only chitin is present.
So, before we get into specifics of chitin, it's important to recognize other products that we use in everyday life that also derives from natural sources. An example is caffeine. So, many of us drink caffeine every day. So, it's derived from plants by source of coffee beans, tea leaves, and kola nuts. It's commonly known for being present in coffee. But caffeine's also added to other things, such as pre-workout powder and a 5-hour energy drink for energy. Another example of a derivative is aspirin. Aspirin is actually found in the bark of willow trees and from other plants that contain salicylic acid. It's extracted from the tree and commonly used for pain relief and heart attack prevention. How cool is it that we can derive things from nature to help us out, whether it's for medical use or just a boost of energy?
That is pretty fascinating. Now back to some more interesting facts about chitin. While chitin is insoluble in water, this limits its use to form a beneficial application. But a fiber that is derived from chitin, called chitosan, is linked to multiple benefits in everyday life. For starters, chitosan works great for agricultural uses. It works as a biostimulant in seed treatment and was tested on tomatoes to grow crops at a faster rate and even produced higher quality crops. The higher the quality of crops, the more delicious they are. And who doesn't want delicious food?
Now, not only does it help with the food we consume, but it also benefits us with our appearance. Chitosan provides great benefits in cosmetic use. According to a study done by Daniel Alai Alikomi and Michael R. Hamblin, when applied to the skin as a topical application, skin was found to be softer and more hydrated. When injection with the chitin fiber, creases and wrinkles were reduced after 15 days of treatment. Now, all of us struggle, or will eventually struggle, with wrinkles from old age. Imagine our little friendly crustaceans being able to solve this problem for us.
Now, while these two uses are definitely interesting, the biomedical uses of chitosan are extensive. Research shows promising results in tissue engineering, diagnosis, and especially pertinent to this podcast today, it can be used for wound healing with its antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties.
So, now you're probably thinking, what exactly is wound healing and how does it occur? Well, since the skin's job is to serve as a protection barrier, injury to it can inhibit its main job to provide protection. In order to heal the wound, closure of the wound is necessary so the repair and tissue regeneration can begin. How does this closure occur exactly, though? So, after an injury, a clot is formed to plug the wound. Then, the clot is continuously infiltrated by inflammatory cells, which release chemical factors. These chemical factors create a chemical gradient, and different cells fabricate the new tissue, and re-epithelialization occurs, which is when the surface layer of the skin, called the epithelium, regenerates from the edges to cover the wound site.
So to summarize and clarify, the epithelium is made up of epithelial tissues which cover all body surfaces and line body cavities. The skin is lined with epithelium, and when it is wounded, re-epithelialization will eventually occur to restore it.
Yes, exactly.
Now, numerous unique experiments were performed to exhibit the important potentials of chitosan towards wound healing. In many of these experiments, scaffolds, which are similar to band-aids, were prepared from chitosan. During a study done by Saeed Ahmed and others, These scaffolds were found to possess antibacterial activity against E. coli and Staphylococcus aureus, which are bacteria that commonly cause infections in wounds. Further research has found due to these antibacterial properties, the scaffolds proved to be especially effective at wound healing. And chitosan scaffolds don't just stop there. They're also used in tissue engineering.
Huh. So what exactly is tissue engineering?
Tissue engineering is used to restore, regenerate, maintain, or improve function in defective tissue or lost tissue. According to A. Sanchez and others, chitosan scaffolds can actually induce tissue regeneration, and they are highly porous. The high porosity provides enough space and surface for proliferation to occur, which is the increase in the number of cells for regeneration or damaged tissues. This is where the use of chitosan for multiple services overlaps between tissue engineering and wound healing, as the creation of a chitosan scaffold is useful to both areas of biomedicine.
This brings us to our next experiment.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
A chitosan sponge.
Another experiment consisted of a hydroxybutyl chitosan sponge, which was prepared with a composite-based dressing material, which is basically like a Band-Aid. This sponge possessed increased blood clotting and antibacterial activity. Chitosan is a hemostat, according to Shai, X, and others, which helps in natural blood clotting and blocks nerve endings, thus reducing pain. The chitosan sponge therefore proved to enhance wound healing while promoting re-epithelialization and collagen deposition.
Another example consisted of a hydrogel composite formed using chitosan and other materials with the intent of treating diabetic wounds. So a hydrogel is a gel composed usually of one or more polymers suspended in water. These wounds are increasingly difficult to heal compared to other wounds due to the inability of oxygen and other nutrients to reach the wounded area through blood travel. So when a hydrogel composite was tested on diabetic rats, accelerated healing occurred within the treated rats by collagen deposition, which promoted wound closure. To quote the study done by Lin Zing and others, the hydrogel prepared in this study exhibited good physical properties and could promote the repair of chronic trauma and diabetes effectively, and therefore is a promising candidate dressing and wound healing. So basically, chitosan-based hydrogels are considered as ideal materials for enhancing wound healing. The unique biological properties of a chitosan-based hydrogel enables it to serve as both a wound dressing and a drug delivery system.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Did you say dressing? Like salad dressing? Maybe I'm just getting hungry from all this crustacean talk.
So wound dressings, according to Eleno Santini, are actually used to facilitate wound healing. They provide a moist wound environment, offer protection from secondary infections, and improve the efficiency of wound healing.
If only the chitosan hydrogel had been patented, this would have been perfect for my stepdad. He has diabetes and suffered for months with wounds that would excessively bleed, and all the doctors would give him are coagulants to stop the blood flow. With the hydrogel composites made from chitosan, several appointments and a long time of suffering and bleeding could have been avoided.
Oh wow, that would have been great for him. Now to continue our discussion on hydrogels, according to Jay Kumar and colleagues, the chitosan-based hydrogels accelerate wound contraction and healing. Previous studies have even shown that chitosan-based dressings can accelerate different tissues, repairing and even regulate the secretion of inflammatory mediators, which are signaling molecules released by immune defense cells that may contribute to inflammation. So the secretion of inflammatory mediators is important because it helps with the removal of contaminating microorganisms, which is exactly what we want to do to initiate the wound healing process.
Chitosan-based hydrogels can not only promote wound healing at different stages, but also alleviate the factors against wound healing. Although inflammation is beneficial for wound healing, excessive inflammation can actually hinder it. Like anything too much in excess can actually cause an opposite reaction. Because of chitosan's anti-inflammatory and antibacterial properties, it can provide a suitable microenvironment for healing, inhibiting the inflammatory reaction in the wound and controlling the infection. In addition, to accelerate wound healing even further, the antimicrobial agents can further inhibit microorganisms, thereby accelerating wound healing. This makes chitosan the perfect material to make hydrogels out of.
Guess what? The uses of chitosan don't just stop there. Based on information from Inast and Coop, chitosan can also be helpful for our fluffy little friends like dogs. A study was conducted on a dog model in which its wounds were treated with chitosan while a control group was treated with only saline solution. A complete repair of all epidermal cells with a keratin layer associated with the connective tissue proliferation was seen within the chitosan-treated group. The results showed the chitin-treated group exhibited complete healing after 3 weeks, while the control group took 4 weeks. Imagine the quick healings that we can encounter with just the use of chitosan. How convenient and valuable.
Okay, wow. All these things seem great. But how do we know that chitosan applications are safe to use on our bodies?
So, chitosan is actually known to be biocompatible, so contact with the body should not result in adverse reactions. They cooperate well with the structures in the cells of the body.
And there have been tests done to prove this, correct?
Yes. In fact, as reported from a study from Tanveer Ahmed Khan and others, clinical tests conducted have not reported any inflammatory or allergic reactions after implementation, injection, topical application, or ingestion of chitosan in the human body. A big reason chitosan does not produce any harm to the body is because it is made from a natural component of mammalian tissues. These are known as glucosamine and acetylglucosamine. How cool is it to realize that some of our favorite animals share the same components as in our bodies, which allows them to actually benefit us? The sharing of the same components of a tissue can ground us and make us realize we are all sort of connected with everything in this world. Not only a connection, but one that benefits us in ways we would have never even thought of.
Now you might think, where are all these crustaceans coming from to provide for these techniques? Actually, chitin is the second most available polysaccharide on Earth, according to FIS organization. In 1 year, 6 to 8 million tons of shrimp and crab shells are produced as waste in the world. This is a large amount of waste that takes a lot of time to decompose. And by putting this waste to use, it not only benefits us, but also the environment. The large mass of crustacean waste has high polluting and perishability factors that harm human health and global climate. Therefore, by putting chitin for biomedical uses and essentially recycling it, we can prevent biomass waste as well. Additionally, the biomedical applications that are produced from the chitin extraction are biodegradable, meaning that the products that are formed will break down in the environment rather than create more waste.
Wow! So far, we've discovered a wide variety of benefits in everyday life from the shells of crustaceans, which is a widely available source that will be able to help our environment by using it. From use in agriculture, cosmetics, especially important biomedicine, chitosan and chitin have great potential to benefit us in all aspects of life. The distinct variations of the products created to aid in wound healing are extravagant and range from scaffolds, sponges, hydrogels, and dressings.
Also, the use of chitin from crabs is just one example of the importance of biomimicry in our lives, as we create products that are beneficial to us based on what we discover in nature. Who knows what other benefits our favorite cartoon crustaceans will have in the future for us?
Well, that's it for our podcast today. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed learning about the uses of crustaceans in our lives as much as we did.